The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. And I can now add in award-winning.
Yeah, we picked up an award last night at the Irish Food Writers Award. So him and I were quite shocked, if I'm being honest. But look, lovely to get an accolade for work that you're doing.
So you're award-winning podcasters
we're
now.
We're award-winning podcast, apparently. Yeah, from last night.
Now, you're going to do Bangers and Mash, but it's quite posh.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bangers and Mash is probably up there at one of my favourite meals, I'd say. I just find it so comforting. And really, the key is getting really good quality pork sausages, where you hear me say it week after week, going in to see your local butcher and try and buy the ones that are a little bit bigger, you know, rather than the smaller ones. So for the recipe, you're going to need 8 good quality Irish pork sausages, and then champ mashed potato. You need 1 kilo of potatoes, Roosters probably the best here, 50 grams of butter and 150 mils of cream. And then to make a champ, you need 2 bunches of spring onions that I want you just to finely chop. And then I suppose the technical or the chefy part of this dish is the onion gravy. So you need 3 red onions that I want you to slice as fine as you can. If you have a mandolin, use the guard and slice them on the mandolin. Like, slicing them thin really helps here. 4 shallots, same thing, finely slice them. A bottle of lager, 250 mils of chicken stock, so a chicken stock cube and a splash of water. A couple of tablespoons of fresh picked thyme and 2 good tablespoons of whole grain mustard. And then to finish the soft sauce at the end, you need some cold butter. So what you're going to have to do to make the champ, peel your potatoes, cut them into equal sizes, into some cold water, bring them up to a simmer, cook them till they're just tender, strain them off, back into the pan, and then you team them is a word I learned fairly recently. So you have to just leave the heat under them. So what you're trying to do is get rid of any moisture.
Okay.
Because the more moisture you get rid of, the more cream and butter the potatoes are going to take. And then give them a really good mash. And then in another pan, saute off the spring onions in the butter, and then add the cream in there, and then pour that into your mashed potato. So you get this wonderfully onion creamy mashed potato. You'll be surprised of how much salt and pepper it'll take. So the key is really taste it, season it until you get it right. And then just to make the onion gravy and cook the sausages, heavy base pan, sear off your sausages onto a tray, and then pop them into the oven to finish them cooking. And then you're going to make that gravy in that pan. So a medium heat, throw in the onions with a knob of butter, and you're going to saute them down for about 10 to 15 minutes. What you're trying to do here is cook them without any colour, but you're trying to release all the natural sugars.
So you have to keep an eye on them.
Stand over them and cook them. And then when they're nice and soft and translucent, add in the bottle of beer, reduce it down by half, add in the chicken stock, the thyme, the mustard, bring it back up to the boil. Again, taste it, check the seasoning. And then just before you're about to serve it, you're going to get 4 or 5 knobs of cold butter, and you whisk them into the sauce. That's called monter au beurre, or to mount the sauce with butter. Very French technique. But as you knock that butter into the sauce, you'll see the sauce go nice and shiny. And then all you have to do, big dollop of mash in the centre of the table, the roasted sausage, and then lashings of that onion gravy on the top.
Now, it does seem like you've made a lot of onion gravy. I mean, you've got a bottle of lager and you've 250 mils of chicken stock.
Yeah, but remember, you're going to reduce the lager down, so that's going to come down. And then when you put the stock in, you're going to, again, you'll be surprised. Like, the onions will kind of soak into the, it'll nearly look like French onion soup. But really, that onion and gravy against the creamy mash, and then the fatness and the beautiful pork sausages. I'm actually getting hungry talking about it.
Yeah, and then I know in our local Hicks butchers, you can get all sorts of delicious sausages, not just straight pork.
And even now, there's venison sausages kicking around, and, you know, there's all the different flavoured sausages. So really, whatever you like, I suppose, is what's... onion gravy also works amazing with a roasted chicken breast, or even a piece of fish. Like, it'd work well with a piece of roasted cod, this dish. So really, it's the technique of learning that gravy.
To make the onion gravy and the mustard.
I'll throw it up on my Instagram there.
So the other question I have is about, how do you know when a sausage is cooked? I suppose you're just pan frying the sausages. Now, you put them in the oven to make sure they're cooked through.
Yeah, I mean, with any minced product, you have to cook them past 75 degrees. So really, I mean, I'd know by touching them, but if you have a little thermometer, if you want it, but just make sure they're cooked through. It's important. Also, sausages have quite a bit of fat in them, so you want the fat to render down. Yeah. And any of the fat that's on the tray, I'd pour that into the sauce as well, because it's all flavour.
Yeah, and you know, when you get a cocktail sausage, a lot of the time, sometimes you go to a do and they're serving coffee and they're kind of almost white, and I don't really want those.
No, I'm the same.
But if they're really burnt, you'd think you wouldn't like them, but they're terrific.
I know, and then look, the cocktail sausages, if you throw a little splash of Worcestershire sauce and a little bit of maple syrup, I mean, now we're talking real flavour.
And now we have our listeners who are absolutely salivating.
Yeah, exactly.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annantara The Marker and award-winning co-host of the podcast Dishing It Out with Gary Hanlon. Gareth, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.